A friend shared with me the poem she plans to read at her brother's memorial service. Her brother was a man who loved music and sang in a choir. The poem, by a poet of whom I had never heard, spoke so beautifully and movingly about music, it brought me close to tears. I realized once again the power of poetry, the concentration of so much feeling into often so few words. I grew up in South Africa, was educated in the British system, reading and learning to recite off by heart poems by many British writers. Occasionally we read South African poets. When we came to the United States and my children started going to school, I would ask them what poetry they were learning and get blank looks. They eventually said haiku. What on earth? We then started reading poetry at home to make up for the lack. The kids loved these poetry evenings, and eventually I learned about the concentrated power and beauty of haiku. My eldest grandson, a youth who didn't care for school or studying, found his voice in poetry, writing beautifully from his adolescent heart, a healing process for him and a source of amazement to teachers and family. I used to walk my little dog in the early mornings before I went to work, and often early morning poems came into my head. I found those scribbled poems years later and made them into a book with little watercolor sketches. A friend of mine, who was a published poet, chided me for not recording and storing my poems properly. So now, whenever a poem rises up in me, I write it down and put it in a file, and perhaps someday I'll make another little book.
You'll find a couple of Val's poems on the Spark page at WMRA.org. Val Matthews writes essays, poems, and generally enjoys life in Charlottesville.